I'm delighted that she's here on the phone for us right now. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a long time.
It really has been a long time. So long. But it's really lovely to have you back. And this song is gorgeous. The video is stunning as well. Tell us where you are and what you can see around you at the moment.
I'm in LA. I'm in a rehearsal space. I'm kind of looking through the blinds. It's raining again.
Uh-oh.
And everything's good over here.
It's all good. Tell us why you're in the rehearsal space. What are you actually doing there?
I'm actually doing something different from my record. I'm kind of just working on something else for fun. Sometimes I just come down here and play.
Oh, okay. I'm quite intrigued what you're doing for fun. Is it with another artist or is it just trying something out for yourself?
It is with another artist, yeah.
And who's that artist?
He's over in the other room, actually.
Oh, is he?
Miles. Miles, you want to say hi to Joe?
Who is it? Miles?
Kane.
Miles Kane. Oh, my God. How funny. Say hi to him for me.
Hello, Joe Wiley.
Hello, Miles Kane. How are you? I was not expecting to hear from you.
I know, neither was I, Joe.
Oh, well, what are you two doing together then?
Just having a coffee.
Yeah. Fine.
We've been writing some stuff, which has been going well.
Okay, and is this for a Last Shadow Puppets thing?
No, it's for something else we're doing.
Okay.
Taken by surprise. That's so funny.
tell me, are his trousers impossibly tight? Because the last time I saw him, they were like obscenely tight.
They are pretty tight right now, but it's like tracksuit trousers, so...
Okay, let's get off this conversation, shall we? listen, we're talking about the Brits tonight on this show, and I remember the last time I saw you at the Brits, you were the international female solo winner in 2013. You won the international breakthrough in 2012. So I just want to give people an idea of what it's like to go to the Brits. What's your go-to when it comes to the preparation for heading out? You've got to do that red carpet and you've got to get yourself match fit for it. So what do you do?
If you're a girl, you have to have a dress or an outfit that you love. I think I remember in 2013, I didn't know if I should go really big, wear something really extravagant or not, but I ended up not doing that, and later I wished that I had. But I don't know, I guess just having someone there to help you with your hair and makeup and hoping that you have some friends at the show. I just remember being so nervous.
Why? Why were you nervous?
I couldn't believe I was nominated.
Oh. You were quite overwhelmed. That's my memory.
I was overwhelmed, yeah. I'm trying to think of, at that point, how long I had been living in London. Maybe 2 years. But, I mean, everyone always talked about the Brits every year that it came around. So when I got nominated, I couldn't believe it.
How many dresses would you try on for something like this? Because like you said, you regretted it. Do you have like a host of dresses, one or two?
I think that's the problem. That day, I went out and bought that dress. That morning, and I think I should have thought about it more.
What was the dress? Can you remember what it was like?
I think it was just like a simple black, like a shift dress, like a black button-up dress.
I've got a picture like of something. You in front of me now. It's a shirt dress.
Yeah.
So, do you take a handbag? What's in your handbag? Is there an essential thing that you will carry with you when you're going to the Brits?
Lipstick, mirror, card, phone. I probably gave my bag to my manager, Ben. I always make him hold my bag if we go somewhere with a red carpet.
Which obviously he loves.
Which he just loves.
And what's going through your head when you're facing the cameras? When you're becoming, you know, you're not the Lana who's at home, but you're suddenly facing all these flashes going off. What happens in your head then?
You know, honestly, I think when I'm in London at like a big event like that, I feel... like more excited than I do anywhere else, just because I feel like I have such a history there. So I feel just really excited and nervous. But I mean, sometimes when if I have like big things here in America, it's funny how it almost still feels new to me here.
Are you not thinking when you're standing there on the red carpet and they're taking your photograph, how long do I have to stand here for? And is my dress tucked in my pants and things like that?
Well, just know that if you decide to take a breath and make a stupid face, that's going to be the picture that goes everywhere. So don't do that.
Tell me about the album. You said I made my first four albums for me, but this one is for my fans and about where I hope we're all headed. What did you mean by that?
Yeah. Well, you know, like I've been writing for the last 15 months, and I guess I started out thinking that the whole record was going to have sort of a like a 50s, 60s feeling with some kind of Shangri-Las, early Joan Baez influences. But I don't know, as the climate kept on getting more heated politically, I found like lyrically, everything was just directed towards that. So because of that, the sound just got really updated and I felt like it was more wanting to like talk to the younger side of the audience that I have. I guess it's just a little more socially aware. It's kind of a global feeling.
No, it's a weird old world at the moment.
It's weird.
Listen, come in and talk to us properly, if you don't mind, when you come back to the UK. Maybe sing for us as well.
I would love to. Love to.
Yeah, no, I'd love to see you again properly. Take care, Lana. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for making it record of the week.
Oh, no, absolute pleasure. And keep Miles Kane in check for me.
Okay.
Send pictures of the tracksuit. No, don't send pictures.